Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yep, Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg, Friday Vibrations. Listen, man, sunshiny day already. Hopefully, no, not going to hold. Clouds pull up, 9 a.m. But we get some sun again at drive time home, 2 o'clock to like 6 when the sun goes down.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's okay, Laura. It's not great. Because then Saturday evening is supposed to rain into Sunday. Sunday's looking like, you know, high 52, but it gets cold and windy. It's whatever, man. It's March, man. It ain't freezing, but, you know.
Yeah, but at least we're not freezing, okay?
That's right. What's the big stories in the streets there, Laura?
Well, I was going to ask you because I didn't watch this. I'm catching up. Did you guys get a chance to watch the Joe Biden State of the Union address?
Nah, I wasn't going to spend no time on that. But we'll spend some time talking about it this morning.
I mean, you watched the clips.
I haven't seen nothing.
I was just watching some clips this morning, Peter.
I have a newborn. Oh, I was
yeah, but it's you. You miss clips.
I miss clips. I haven't been on social media since. Man, I don't even remember.
Oh, Smoking Joe came through.
Smoking Joe. They used to call me Sleepy Joe. Now they call me Smoking Joe.
He was good, man. He really was.
So you felt good about it?
I thought he was great. Yeah.
I mean, listen.
If you care about the things that
I saw,
that are
Rosenberg,
said,
it was straight to the point. You know what I mean? I'm just reading. I was just watching some of the clips on October 7th and on Palestine. So I'm just trying to catch up. But he was delivering like I so far. I'm like, okay, this is what we want to hear. You know?
No, he was really good.
You got some stuff coming up. Is what you're saying, Laura Styles?
Yes. I'm gonna piece it together. I'm gonna get some stuff for anybody else who missed it.
So also,
few clips.
It's also Freedom Friday. Which means the phone lines are open all morning. You can just jump up in here and say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. We got people ready to play the game that lives up to its name. We have Cameron, and we also have Melissa. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Mel,
good
morning. How are you?
Good, not too bad. How are you guys?
Good. Where do you work? Where are you going? What are you doing this morning? What's happening?
I'm calling some friends over here, getting some kids off of school.
There you go. Shout to the kiddies.
Yep.
Shout to the kiddies. Cameron, how are you this morning?
Good.
This morning. What you got going on this morning? Where you at?
I'm about to go to work, stopping to get some breakfast real quick.
Egg and cheese? Some bacon?
Something like that. Yeah, big egg and cheese.
A little bagel? A little everything bagel?
Chill on the bagel.
Yeah, no, I hate you. Melissa, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm going to have to coin toss this, and I'm going to say Laura today.
Yeah, it is. That was a quick coin toss.
That was quick.
Imaginary coin tosses are always good. Laura, what are we playing for?
We got some good tickets this morning. We got tickets to see Nicki Minaj for the Pink Friday 2 World Tour May 1st at the Barclays Center.
Nicki. Onika's coming to Brooklyn.
It's going
down. Let's play, Laura. Never. Losing.
Yeah. All right. Which comedian apologized Ebro. To Ebro?
Comedians apologizing.
Three.
Whoa.
Two.
could be anything.
So random. Cat Williams.
And incorrect. Which comedian apologized to his wife for comments made on social media?
I don't even know.
To his wife. Three. I don't.
Go with Kevin. Kevin Hart?
One.
Sure, Kevin Hart.
And that would be Mike Epps.
I don't even know.
What is the largest member of the Deer family?
Ebro.
The largest member of the Deer family?
Three.
The Moose.
Moose is correct. Which rapper just announced her new single, Ebro?
Cardi B.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Called Miami to release March 15th. Which state is known as the Cowboy
Ebro.
State? Ebro.
The Cowboy State? I feel like there's trickery here.
Three.
There's trickery here.
Two.
I'm going with the Oklahoma.
Incorrect. Laura, would you like to answer?
Yeah, I think it's Wyoming.
Wyoming is correct.
You're right.
Ebro wins.
I thought it was Texas before. I'm like,
nah, it's a Lone Star State.
Yeah.
It makes you think Texas because they got the Cowboys football
team.
Yo, listen, Melissa, it didn't happen for you today. But Cameron, we do what we do, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah. On a Friday.
Good.
Melissa seemed mad, too, right?
She's tight.
She was tight.
She wanted them Nicki Minaj tickets bad, bro.
What?
I mean, that was a real prize. No,
that's a real one. Cameron, who are you taking to Nicki Minaj, bro?
My mom, most likely.
Your mom?
Oh, my girl, because I know she's a fan.
What? Wait, Mom Dukes is a Nicki Minaj fan?
Yeah, oh, my girl. One of the two. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, man, you better figure it out.
That's crazy.
It's going to be trouble in paradise if you do this wrong.
That's a fact.
You might just want to give mom and the lady the tickets, and fall back.
Wow. So yeah. What about me?
What about you?
Right.
What about me?
Go sit down somewhere. Hang on, man. We'll get your info, get you your tickets. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Oh, man. So, what an unexpected fight. Mike Tyson is stepping back into the ring. I'll let you know who he's fighting.
Wow,
very interesting.
So
and I don't know how I feel about it.
I know how I feel.
Coming up, flashing lights.
Do we have doo-doo sound effects?
We got this one.
I completely disagree. Wow.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yeah, give me that clue, got a little. Sensation. Oh, wow. That was a little. Yeah, life's pretty sweet, can be bitter.
Sensation, I know. That's how I feel about the sunshine right now. Sensation, I know. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning on a Friday, man. We just vibing, getting you to and fro. Hopefully with a smile. I think we're going to be heavy on the Joe Biden clips this morning, right?
Yeah, we're going to play some clips on the State of the Union.
And Rosenberg, you say hopefully because?
Because he was good last night, man.
Smoking Joe. That's what we're calling
it. I thought he brought it. I'm curious to know what people would have to say, what they would pretend to take issue with besides the fact that he is still clearly old and has his moments where the words kind of... He needs to re-say something.
He was up there gaffing and stammering.
I wouldn't say.
I didn't say that.
Stammering. Yeah.
But,
okay.
Trust me, we would have seen it all over.
We didn't get another soundbite of LLJ. We didn't get one of those.
No. I thought he was awesome, man.
Listen, if we didn't actually get a soundbite of him screwing up, he won.
That's really all anyone has.
That's all anybody got.
Because let's be honest, if Joe's 68 right now instead of 81, we're not talking about this election being close at all.
We would have found something else because you're still dealing with a very entertaining, captivating, chaotic, competitor in Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? There would have been something.
But I'm just saying they are the people who have bad things to say about him these days. They're really leaning hard into the physical part because the stuff he's done with the country has actually been really hard to argue against relative to when he came in.
Well, like we often talk about, right? Joe ain't up there doing it by himself. I think he got a staff of what, 1,000 people?
1,500.
And so the actual work that is being done versus the yapping and talking and showboating that happened with the last regime, the actual work that is happening, I think is, if you care about that stuff, is documented very well.
Yeah.
But let's get into flashing lights. I think Laura Styles got some of that let's and go. Something else.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
All right, well, this was some interesting news. So Jake Paul, YouTube star turned professional boxer, is set to step into the ring with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
No.
It's an interesting match. It's scheduled to take place on July 20th at the AT&T Stadium in Texas. Be available for viewing exclusively on Netflix. So, guys, I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like, does Mike really need to do this?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, it's the bag, right? So, the bag is significant. It's Netflix's first live, or is that their first live sports event?
I think it'll be their first live sports
event
overall.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
So, Netflix probably threw a lot of money at this. They're really pushing live TV as they try to grow their, offering as a brand. And a lot of people are going to watch. Rosenberg loves this headline. What's your headline, Rosenberg?
Well, they're suggesting, and I probably agree with them, that it will be the most watched fight ever.
There you go. Because it's free. Well, it's not free. You're paying a subscription. But every Netflix subscriber
they have can just tune in. 260 million subscribers worldwide. And Mike Tyson is a worldwide star. Jake Paul is incredibly popular among young people. The level of generations of people that will tune in on that day is going to be crazy.
I think as somebody who, people in our age bracket, well, my age bracket, remember what Mike was. I don't know if I want to see this, but I'm going to watch, which is what Netflix knows.
That's how I feel. Like, yes, okay, fine. I'm going to watch. But I just feel like, I don't know, I think, I feel like Mike already is, he's an older guy. And Jake Paul is, like, young and you know what I mean? I just don't know. Right? And I feel like you don't have to do this.
Let me ask you guys this. Is Mike Tyson doing Jake Paul a favor, or is Jake Paul doing Mike Tyson a favor? Or does, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does this frame in your mind? Because for me, the reason I don't like it is because of Mike Tyson's age. Mm-hmm. And B, I don't want this memory of Mike Tyson standing next to this dude.
Right.
Like, why do I want this?
Yeah, I feel like, to your question, Mike is doing him a favor because Mike doesn't need them. I mean, he's probably going to get a big bag.
Mike needs more than Jake does.
Money-wise.
But there's ways he can get to a bag. He's still Mike Tyson.
Oh, he already gets lots of bags. I mean, guys, y'all are overthinking this. Honestly, this is not as big a deal. He's not going to be remembered for this. The only way that he ends up getting, quote, remembered for this is if he knocks the kid out in front of 100 million people.
Or gets knocked out.
Yeah, which is not going to happen. He's not going to get brutally knocked out by Jake Paul. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, I don't even think Jake Paul would disrespect like that. I think he's got too much respect to try to really go hard at whatever that looks like for Jake.
Yeah, I don't know that part. I don't know if can you get in there and like halfway it. I don't know about that.
I don't know about halfway it, but you could get in there and definitely not be trying to hurt someone.
I don't think he can though. Like Jake isn't even in his natural body weight. He looks like a big guy. He is a big guy, relative to humans. Relative to Mike, Jake's not that big a guy. I don't think he has the power to hurt Mike. Maybe it's wishful thinking, guys, but I don't think Mike's gonna get hurt in there. I think it's a get a bag. If you lose, well, you're 30 years old, or what did anyone expect? If you win, that was tight.
Well, and is this even a lose or win scenario? Like, what are they fighting for? They're not fighting for anything.
Well, it's a lose.
I mean, they haven't announced the stipulations yet, whether it's an official fight or not. But
it's no way it's an official fight.
Bro, it's in Texas.
But still, isn't it a win-lose situation if you, based on public opinion, if he's just sloppy or somebody gets a fat eye, or it's a lose, you know what I'm saying? Or a win.
Nah.
Yeah, I agree. No, he's right. It's gonna feel like a win. It's going to feel like a win, loss, or draw. But it's going to feel like a result, no matter what level of sanctioning it has. But I don't know, man. I just think I would be the first one to be worried if I thought Mike was in physical danger, but I don't think he's taking that risk if that was the case.
All right. I get what you're saying, Rosenberg, but I still feel the same. I just don't want to see him in that light.
He's about to get $30 million in one night. And well, and how many times has Mike been hurt in a fight, period? Holyfield hurt him.
Yeah, but he was Buster Douglas. Shape at that time, and he was much younger.
Yeah, but like people's heads are also their heads. Mike doesn't get wobbled like that. He's going to be all right. Don't you worry.
All right, that's your Flesh and Light report. The time is 7:05, a high of 55 degrees today, partly cloudy, and alternate side parking is in effect.
I mean, if we're being really honest, you know deep down inside, you really want to be like, yo, Mike, beat this boy ass, man.
Of course.
Stop playing with me, man. That's really what I'm feeling. Like, yo, man.
Yeah.
White.
How dare he?
Knock this fool face off, please. But it's not going to happen. And that's, I think, my real frustration.
It could.
And it ain't, bro.
But if it does, it would be so
sick. Oh, God, I want to see it.
You didn't sound confident, Rosenberg. You're like,
Mike don't have a switch to flip right now. He's not that person anymore, man. He's just not that guy, man. Coming up, congratulations. You played yourself Ride or Die. 97 minutes of commercial-free music. It's a Friday. Good morning.
QHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Classic R&B right there, boy. Yo, that's Jermaine Dupri on production, too. Brian Michael Cox. A lot of people don't know. They was, you know, they've been instrumental in the R&B game. You know, people forget Jermaine had all them records with Mariah Carey. He been doing it with the R&Bs. Call right now. You want to get at this Freedom Friday. Laura, you think Freedom Friday's falling apart?
You know how I feel about Freedom Friday. I get nervous. But you know
See,
what?
See,
It's fun to open it to the people. Whatever you want to talk about.
I just you know when I came up with the idea and you were nervous. You were rightfully nervous because you know I wanted people calling with hate. You know the MAGA maniacs. I wanted all of that energy. You know it's freedom, it's America. You know I wanted to hear what, especially today after Joe Biden got up there smoking.
He had heat yesterday.
I wanted to see what people had to say today, but you know clearly. People ain't got much.
No. We'll see. We'll see what they bring. What up?
Well, the lines are open. Let's see what y'all got. Let's see if y'all got some heat out here in these streets. But in the meantime, I'm going to hit y'all with this button for Doubt and Smoke and Joe.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big really talk, hobby, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Also, this happened at the State of the Union yesterday. I want you, it's just quick clip. Listen.
No billionaire should pay a lower federal tax rate than a teacher, a sanitation worker, or a nurse.
Standing ovation, right? Joe Biden, no billionaire should pay less taxes than a sanitation worker or a teacher. Standing ovation, except the Republicans didn't cheer or clap.
No.
Y'all are showing the undergird of your disgusting party. You want the poor white folks and the poor people who follow the GOP to know that you're okay with billionaires not paying taxes? You get the button.
You guys should have at least fronted like, yeah, for sure, absolutely.
I think we could all agree on that.
We could, that's something we could all agree on. If you're making over $1 billion a year, you should be paying more taxes than a teacher and a sanitation worker.
But they didn't.
Silence, bro. No, silence.
And they did that the whole time. That's, this is what we do. This is the American ridiculous pomp and circumstance, of course. But you're right. There's some basic parts that you're like, well, how would they not?
How would not be like, oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to stand up. But, you know, a little, you know, golf clap, you know, I mean, something.
I was wondering the whole time. I'm like, I wonder what the people who hate him, besides the fact that he has a stammer every once in a while, I just wonder what he's saying that they're going to disagree with him on. Like, he had a lot of smoke last night, Smoking Joe. In fact, we have a highlight. You want to hear the And One mixtape?
Oh, we got a mixtape.
Yeah, we got a highlight.
Yeah, new ish, new Biden.
If I were smart, I'd go home now. My purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. History is watching, just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th. You can't love your country only when you win. I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land. Bring those rents down. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. I will not demonize immigrants. Harness the promise of AI to protect us from peril. Israel has a right to go after Hamas. No U.S. boots will be on the ground. The only real solution is a two-state solution over time. My predecessor failed. Nothing.
Yo,
beyond our capacity.
Who put this tape together? My predecessor. Together. They was bringing it back on that. My predecessor part.
Evie.
My predecessor. Failed.
Rewind, select.
Pull up that.
Yeah.
Nah, he was good last night, man.
What do you got today, Laura Stiles?
Listen, because I was caught up with. I was happy about this Biden situation. But did you guys see the article, the report on a United Airlines airplane who was taken off from San Francisco headed to Japan? A wheel fell off while taking off. A wheel fell off.
But the plane still took off.
Congratulations.
Took off, landed safely. But how does a wheel just fall off?
Oh, man. Because that's how long they keep these planes. They ride them until the wheels fall off.
Literally.
Nah, yo.
No, so I'm being serious. How many times have you got on a plane, gone in the bathroom, and they still have ashtrays in the bathroom?
Oh, it happens.
Bruh, how old is this plane right now? We haven't been able to smoke on planes in 30 years.
I know. I guess the button goes to all these greedy-ass companies. Like, how do you not take time to make sure, just basic safety, that your plane is tight? Like, we just saw a door blow off because bolts were missing. Remember the story where somebody was like, yeah, that doesn't... A pastor had to point out that something didn't feel right on an airplane. And they were like, oh, as a matter of fact, let's just evacuate everyone because you're right. Something is off. What is happening?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro's right. They're literally riding till the wheels fall off. That's not what you want.
Thank God it landed safely and nobody was hurt. But how crazy is that, guys? Just a wheel falling off the plane.
Listen, man. Sometimes Yo, the jokes write themselves, guy. That was a layup. Sorry.
But you should listen to Celebrate It. You should.
I should, right?
You're like Smoking Joe this morning. Yeah, you should.
I'm on fire.
You're the old man, but you pulled up.
Yo, shout out to the old people showing out on a Friday morning. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I'm going to go back to the State of the Union last night because right now, I'm sure there are people listening to us who like Donald Trump and are voting for Donald Trump for a myriad of reasons, all of which we disagree with, but a range of bad reasons. But even y'all have to admit, you have to admit that you cringed when the camera cut to Marjorie Taylor Greene and she was dressed up like a psycho fan at a concert. Shawnee, on the floor of the Senate, a congresswoman was wearing the huge font Make America Great Again baseball hat.
Right, right. The classic.
The
She was dressed up as a mascot, bro. She was a Trump mascot at work.
And yo, it's so embarrassing. You're watching, like, yo, whose man is this? Who's claiming this person? Honestly, even if you're a Trumper, who's claiming this on the floor of the U.S. Senate? And then the best thing is, I just throw it up on my Twitter. It's moving around. The second they have video, there's someone with their phone filmed the video of when Biden saw her. Yo, the face that he gives her, this look of like he's scared, like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah, he just saw the clown from It. He just saw a clown. He's scared of clowns.
Yo, but the way he's playing her, it makes her feel so small. It's just a reminder, like, guys, don't get me wrong. It is cool to be a congressperson. But, like, just real quick, just so you know, there are 435 of them, all right? Some people who get in there, they ain't great. And you get to be in a room with the president. And the look that he gives her is just like, yo, you're a psycho. And she crawls up inside of herself and dies. You can see it. Yo, man, we are a clown show. And for all of that, let's just hit the whole nation with this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
People wearing their team jersey on the floor is really...
I think, you know, listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene has... Marjorie Taylor Greene has made a name for herself. So no matter how we feel about her, right, she's definitely made a name for herself. But you also have to remember the district she represents in Georgia is north, the most northwest part of Georgia. The largest cities in that district are a city named Dalton and Rome.
Well, I wonder what the population is of those places, how big they are.
How about this? The population of the entire district is 779,000 people.
And how many think voted in the election? A couple hundred thousand, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's go watch the clip if you can.
So I'm just saying that she's from Nowhere USA, is my point. She's from Nowhere USA. She's got a very loud voice because she's been acting crazy and saying crazy things. And she likes, this is what she likes. She likes to be a spectacle. She likes to be a clown show.
Yeah, it's true. She's openly a clown. Now, you know what? Props to her for owning the clown outfit. She wore a straight clown outfit yesterday. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Joe Biden was shocked to see a clown.
He was like, oh wow,
we're at the circus.
Yeah.
You are at the circus.
97 minutes commercial-free music right now. E. Styles. Good morning, everybody. We're going to the lines, too, this morning. 8 o'clock, the lines are open. Freedom Friday. We got some people checking in early. Moet's on the line. B-Way. Lewis. Freedom Friday's still popping. I thought the segment fell apart.
Nah, we back, baby. Call us now.
Jonathan.
Hey, what's up?
Jonathan got curved by Alana. They went out to lunch. Then they got some ice cream. They went on a walk through Prospect Park, Brooklyn.
Okay.
They really hit it off and had a great conversation. Oh, wow, Jonathan. You guys held hands.
Oh.
Yes.
But you went in for a kiss, and what happened, bro?
Ah, man. She pushed me away. She said she doesn't kiss on the first date. But, you know, I respect.
Respect it.
Like, it just messed me up because I could have sworn she told me this story about this one night stand she had one time while we were on the phone.
Yeah, but that wasn't a date. See, let me help you out, brother. When a woman tells you she had a one night stand, that was just her being crazy. She was, like, being slutty for the night. You know what I'm saying? She was living out her whore fantasies. That doesn't mean that on a legit date she wants to start kissing. That's different.
Yeah, you can't assume, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. It's just, I don't know, like, just the way the date was going, you know, it felt right, and I went for it, and it didn't go.
So now, hearing the notes, the producer, you told the producer, at the end of the night, you went in for another kiss.
Damn.
After she told you she wasn't going to kiss you?
Right. The whole date, it was going well, you know, like, it felt right. She said no again, and I respected that.
It doesn't seem
and
good.
When you get along with somebody, and you have a good rapport, it just feels like natural progression, you know?
Yeah, but no. Yeah, but no. She already told you no, fam.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to feel it out.
Let's go farther. Get Alana on the phone, Jonathan, and let's see what she has to say. You know, we might be, we might be way off on this, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. So, Jonathan, Alana's agreed to be on the show, but she doesn't know that you're on the phone, okay? But, Jonathan, if you feel compelled for all of our entertainment, please jump in. Talk your shit if she starts going left, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, Alana. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, you're on the radio now, so just so you know, you're live with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
All right, now. What's up?
Hey. Thank you for coming on Curved and agreeing to tell us what happened with your date with Jonathan.
Jonathan, he's nice looking and everything, but he just has no regards for this earth.
Wait, what?
We were in the park, we went for a walk and everything, and he, threw his napkin on the ground.
Oh, he's a litter bug.
The city is already dirty enough as it is, but you don't have to add to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started talking about things like global warming and all the other stuff. Mm. He's like, I don't believe in any of that. He's like, it's whatever. He just really became very selfish and self-absorbed into whatever he needs to want.
Self-absorbed? Whoa, hey.
Oh, by the way, Alana, Jonathan's on the phone.
Okay.
She don't care.
She don't care. So?
You don't care. You just going to go in here and call me selfish and self-absorbed? Well, clearly, you didn't listen to the conversation that we had about global warming.
Clearly, I did, because you said nothing to the fact that you care about any aspect of this planet dying. You just literally littered.
All right, Jonathan, one at a time. Alana. Let's hear from Jonathan, the litter bug scumbag. And by the way, guys, use climate change. Climate change is the term. Climate change.
Oh, man. Litter bug scumbag. You know what, man? Whatever. Listen, me throwing a napkin on the ground is going to kill an entire planet. So first and foremost, stop with that noise. That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, someone's going to pick that up. So if I don't pick up the piece of trash, I'm taking someone else's job from them. You know?
Whoa, that is a reach.
That is a hot take.
Oh, my God.
Different kind of reach. Yo, is your arm hurting? Because that is a reach.
That's an absolute fact.
Jonathan, let's remember why you reached out is because you were curved by Alana. So you going into your political tirade about what's a hoax and not believing in science is not helping us deal with the reason we're
not
doing it.
Not believing in science? Tell me proof, Ebro.
I don't know.
Once you turn on Ebro, things get bad.
I don't know why you're coming from me when clearly if you could read an article and not just listen to Fox News, you would know that the science world has been tracking this, and we've had some of the hottest months on planet Earth ever.
Why do you think I watch Fox News?
Well, because anyone
sound just like them.
Because if you don't
sound like
if you don't believe, hold on, settle down.
Well, Alana, as you can see, dating this individual wouldn't have been great to have an adult conversation.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Wait, you believe the environmental problems we're facing as a country are internet stuff?
All right.
Yo, Alana. Alana, Jonathan and Alana. Clearly, this isn't going to work out for you.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a second. Alana, can you fall back for 1 second?
She's stupid. Y'all stupid.
Wait, now she's stupid? Your name caller?
Wasting each other's time and calling about this, okay? Because clearly, I'm around a bunch of damn morons and f***ing idiots.
Oh, yo, hey, Jonathan. Oh, and he banged? And he banged on him.
Wow. Wait, Alana.
Yeah.
Oof, I mean, he dodged the bullet there, Alana. Good call.
Good riddance, Alana.
You a genius.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Hebrew in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. It's been a it's been a fun morning so far. Freedom Friday coming up after 8 o'clock, too. We take calls. You get to say what you want to say and feel how you want to feel all live on the radio. It's a good time, man. It's great. Always great to hear from everyone.
Plus the ruse, man. Don't forget about the ruse.
Oh, yeah, the gurus, 8:30.
Yes.
Pull up. Big pull up.
Come big on, pull up. Laura Stiles. In listening to the clips of the State of the Union, which I know you're going to cover more in depth coming up in the flashing lights.
Yes.
Did you feel like Biden was making promises he could keep last night? Or do you feel like he was presenting them as, this is my plan, this is what I would like to do?
Well, I think it's a plan, right? Because things have to get passed. So he can only do so much.
Well, so you know that part. And I feel like that's always a part of one of my biggest frustrations with the ignorance level of politics in this country.
Right.
And I'm talking about the voting
biggest,
public.
The
voting public hears these politicians say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And as we've learned, most people don't even understand the political process. They think the president just gets to go and do whatever they want to do.
Right.
Without a checks and balance system. And so when the leadership doesn't actually do it, they're literally like, you lied. You said you were going to do X. It never happened.
Right. Because that's how they say it with that type of.
And because they say, I'm going to do.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
But then it can get stopped over and over again, as we've seen.
But once again, you guys know that. But I would love to see a time when, you know, look, the Biden's the incumbent. He's already president, and he's campaigning to run again. And he's up there doing the State of the Union last night, which obviously it's planned during this time. Instead of him doing a debate or whatever, he did that State of the Union. It's getting rave reviews from what I see on social media so far. And, you know, people obviously who hadn't heard from him in a while, weren't sure of all of the things that he'd done. He got up and did the State of the Union last night and ran through a laundry list of all of the accomplishments so far that he's had in his term. But then went on to say, I'm going to do some other things. I wish he would have said, I plan to do.
Right.
I just hope, I want us to get into it, because I feel like there's a lot of ignorant voting in this country.
That's right.
And they think that the president just gets to do stuff.
Because that's what how they present themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it's framed, sure.
Right.
And so all I'm saying is, and the reason I asked you, Laura, was because I wanted, you're obviously someone who pays attention to politics. Most people on this show are. We cover it a lot. And I'm sure people listening probably, we probably have a pretty good listenership of individuals who are pretty experienced when it comes to voting as well. Because you probably attract that audience based on the content we cover. But I would like to see politicians in the future talk about their plan. Here's my plan, and use the word plan.
Yeah, and say, I hope I can do it. We'll see if I can.
I want to do this. I plan to do this.
Yeah, because the mixtape that we just played, it sounded like it was all like, this is what's going to happen.
This is done. Like, it's done,
a done deal. Yeah.
Right. No, and it's not that. I mean, even the border stuff, which like almost all the conservatives agreed on, they still won't sign that. So,
and they won't sign it because they don't want Biden to have that win, even though they agree. That's the political part. The politics and bullish part is the part. This is a plan that includes the stuff you all said you wanted. But because it's coming from my office and you don't want to support a Democrat, you're not signing it. But we'll continue to get on television. We'll continue to get in the media and talk about a border crisis scaring everyone. Meanwhile, the plan is here. It's ready to be signed. Right. You don't want it because it includes money for Ukraine, and it includes money for what's going on between in Gaza, between Israel and Hamas. And so you don't want to sign it because it has extra stuff in it. But you'll sign other bills that have extra stuff in it.
That part's a mess. It's and disturbing. Yo, Ebro, you were too busy last night to watch. I know we got to get to DJ John. You were too busy last night to watch the response from Katie Britt.
Who's Katie Britt?
The Alabama senator who was the Republican response?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, this audio right here.
It's why we strongly support continued nationwide access to in vitro fertilization.
That's her pretending that the Republicans deeply care about IVF after everything that happened. But if you could hear the weird tone that she had in that clip, This was the entire time, bro. You've never heard anyone sound like this.
King Lou said he was scared. King Lou said he was scared. It was some wild horror movie-ish.
No, it was honestly scary, bro. Never heard anything. I never understood it. I've never seen anything like this.
Listen, if you really look under the in the undergird of the GOP, bro, it is scary. They are scary individuals. Religious psychos, scary individuals. It's a lot going on over there.
Yeah, bragging about how they're going to take all of women's rights away when it comes to reproductive health. And it's disgusting.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Call right now if you want to be smarter than DJ John. John, what are you giving the people? They call you and stump you with a question.
Here, they're giving you tickets to see Nicki Minaj on Nicki Minaj 2, Pink Friday 2 World Tour happening May 1st, man. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com. Yeah, baby, be calling number 9.
John, you going up in there? You going to wear your Nicki Minaj outfit? You got, you know, rock your Pink Friday merch?
No.
Damn, bro. Wow.
Disrespectful.
I'll give you a direct answer.
He said he's not going to.
I didn't say I'm not going to. I just said no.
No.
No, I give you a, I not give, wearing a pink outfit?
I just said no to everything he just said.
Yeah, but, so
it was clear. It was a complete, but, was a complete answer.
But then
answer.
Rosenberg tried to clarify that you wouldn't be wearing Pink Friday merch, and you said you didn't say that.
I said no to everything all in one shot. I got to repeat myself saying no. How many times I got to say no, bro?
Oh, see, he's I don't know why he's like this.
Okay, you want to see? We give you a Rosenberg no? Nah, bro. Like, what you want me to do? I'm trying to give you a no.
All right, who's on the line, man?
This is craziness.
I don't understand. I give him an answer. And ain't, you know what?
It's Friday, John. Oops. It's not the vibe we're looking for.
Right? Danny's on line 5. Let's go to Danny.
Just said no.
Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, Danny. Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. Glad to hear y'all every morning.
All right, Danny. Do you have a question that's going to stump DJ John?
Oh, Danny boy.
Yes, sir. This is from my son, Noah. The question is, how many public schools are in the city of New York?
Oh.
Good question.
How many public schools are in the city of New York?
That's elementary, middle, high school.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Including charter?
Just answer the question.
No, just public.
Public, okay. I'm going to go with a strong 250.
It's wrong. 1,800.
Wow. You were very
You're close, though, John.
Man.
Wow. Do you hear for the background? Danny, congratulations. You got the tickets.
Good job, Danny.
You're going to go see Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's go.
Thank yes, God. Congratulations. All right, hold tight. We're going to get some information from you, okay? But Rosenberg, we got a lot to talk about in this flashing lights.
Oh, you're darn right we do. Let's dive in. Matter of fact, we should probably dive in right now. Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do it.
Hold tight, Danny. Flashing lights time.
Rosenberg, before we jump into State of the Union, did you see this? I saw an article that fans are rallying around Bianca Belair.
Yes.
After a lot of horrible comments that are coming her way. So for the audience, Bianca Belair has been a guest on our show. She's amazing. We all love her. WWE superstar. Well, she received a lot of racial abuse for being named a WWE 2K24 cover athlete. So Bianca appears on the cover alongside Cody Rhodes and Rhea Ripley. But she is incredible, and it's just, man, it's just sad that she got a lot of the negative attention and a lot of just ignorant comments thrown at her.
Listen, it was one of those things where I don't know how much stuff was said initially versus how much we talked about it. Like, it became a huge thing, but I didn't see if it was like, if that happened because mad people said gross things, or if like I hope it was just one person and then people were like, went off, you know what I mean?
The article that I'm seeing is fans rallying around her, so it's more like the people who did come after her were getting crushed by.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I saw. All I saw was the well-deserved love fest for Bianca Belair and her support. I'm looking now. I see a couple of these ridiculous comments on Instagram. This is always what social media is going to have, right? It's just nasty, hateful, racist vitriol for no reason. But yeah, everybody rallied to Bianca, myself included. She's one of the best human beings I've met.
Max.
In entertainment. She's wonderful. And yeah, and it's amazing that she's on the cover with Rhea and Cody. All well deserved.
Yes. Yes. Good for her, man. Good for her. So President Joe Biden delivered what I believe is a great speech for the State of the Union address. You know, this is one of the most important speeches he gave during his presidency as he, you know, turns towards re-election. So here is a compilation of some of the takes that we put together.
It's not fair. We have two ways to go. Republicans can cut Social Security and give more tax breaks to the wealthy. That's the proposal. Oh, no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut? I kind of thought that's what your plan was. Well, that's good to hear. You're not going to cut another $2 trillion for the super wealthy. That's good to hear. I'll protect and strengthen Social Security and make the wealthy pay their fair share. I go home now.
Yeah, that's...
My purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. History is watching, just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th. You can't love your country only when you win. I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land. Bring those rents down. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. I will not demonize immigrants. Harness the promise of AI to protect us from peril. Israel has the right to go after Hamas. No U.S.
Yeah, this is just the mixtape compilation.
Yeah. That's the mixtape. Look, I just encourage people, just dig a little deeper. Just read. Educate yourself, because sometimes I feel like people are just blindly voting for it. It's like if it's your favorite football team, just know what the policies that are at stake, and just educate yourself a little bit more about how it will affect you and your rights as a person, as a human being. Because that's really what it is. At Rosenberg, I'm sure you agree with me. None of us are like, oh my, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, I love President Joe Biden. But I just feel like he's a decent human being. And I might not agree with everything, but at least when it comes to things that matter to me and matter to other people, like I just listen, and just as a human for basic human rights and decency. And that's how I vote.
Yeah,
and
no,
I would hope that people would just educate themselves just a little bit more, man.
Absolutely. I think all of us believe it could have been better. There could have been a younger candidate, someone who is the future of the party, all those things. But push comes to shove, Joe Biden has been presidency. Just look at the numbers. I saw them showing the financial numbers on Fox News. This was on Fox News. And you just saw all the arrows up on where we're at versus when he took office a few years ago based on how bad things were. Would we like to see him be more demanding of an end to what's happening in Gaza? Yes, I would like to see him. I would like to see him to get more forceful. But by and large, yeah, I think he's a decent man. Who the things he said last night that he wants to get done, unless you are the super elite and the super wealthy. Let me tell you right now, if you're the super wealthy, I see why you'd be tight. Because he does not believe you should be paying only 8% in federal taxes. He is coming for that wallet for the billionaires. I don't know any billionaires, so I'm kind of good with everything he said. Hopefully people will pay attention, Laura, and do the work.
Hopefully. But that's your Flash and Light Report. Time is 8:01, a high of 55 degrees, partly cloudy, and alternate side parking is in effect.
And Freedom Friday is around the corner. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. If you missed it earlier, by the way, I'm excited about the Tyson fight. I know your people may be curious. I'm excited. I'm not all worried.
I don't know if I'm excited, but I'm going to watch.
Everyone's going to watch. I'm not worried for him. I think he's going to be fine.
I'm concerned.
Same, Shawnee. I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, listen, guys. I talked to his wife yesterday. She's not concerned. She feels great. I'm going to go with his wife, who loves him to death, has known him forever. His family was a big part of putting this together. He is not, like he used to be, surrounded by ripoff artists. That is not who he's with. He has real family who loves him now. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they would be putting him in this spot and supporting it if they thought he was in physical danger. Yeah, I really don't.
I don't think he's going to get beat up at all.
Okay.
Or damaged.
You're worried about the legacy, not the physical. Yeah,
I think the young boy got something to prove. He's going to try to bust Tyson in his eye. I don't want Tyson to have a fat eye. That's not going to damage him, put him in the hospital. I'm concerned that the kid got something to prove and Tyson might catch a fat lip. That's whack to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Tyson can't be walking away from this with a fat lip or a black eye.
He can if he has a fat pocket with $20 million in
it. That's horrible. I don't want to see that.
I think it's a win-win for Tyson. I'm not too worried about it. But we have, guess what? We have 4 months to get into that. Freedom Friday is next. Good morning, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Freedom Friday. Let's go to Moet on line two.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hello.
I just want to give a huge shout out to my Queen Crusaders. We're a step team. This is our first competition today. We're starting our new season. We're champions from the Apollo from last year.
Nice.
So I just want to give my girls a great, great good luck. They got this. And their coaches standing 10 toes behind them.
There you go, the Queen Crusaders. And what part of New York are they from? Yeah. From Harlem?
We're from the Bronx. Okay?
From the Bronx.
We're from our senior Scanlon High School. Please look us up. Our Instagram is Queen Crusaders.
There it is, Moet. I love it. Shout out to everybody on the dance team. Now, Moet, one question.
Step team, excuse me.
Have you guys battled the NYPD team, dance team?
Oh, man, that's hype.
No, but my girls suppressed them, to be very honest.
No, trust me. We believe in y'all because we saw that team on TV. We were flabbergasted.
Right. It's light work.
It's light work for the Queen Crusaders.
Yes, please. And if you guys need us to, you know, perform for any of y'all shows, let us know.
Absolutely. Shout out to all the young ladies on the Queen Crusaders. Thank you, Moet. Let's go to B-Way on line one. It's Freedom Friday. B-Way.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Man, we here, man. The lines are yours. The platform is yours. Say what you want to say. It's Freedom Friday.
Excellent. I appreciate y'all's platform. You guys do an amazing job. I wanted to say that I'm proud of Joe Biden for being someone who stuck to issues and offered America a plan. I'm not stoked about the Democratic Party, but as an adult, we often have to pick the lesser of two evils. I'm not gonna just say, oh, I throw my hands up, I don't like either one. I'm gonna do what gives me forward progress. I don't need my president to be 18 and know about hip hop. I need him to know what he's talking about for the country. He's not going to fight the war. Soldiers fight the war. So why does he have to be 46? He needs to be someone who knows what he's talking about and sign the right paperwork and do the right thing for the country.
There you go. Mm. Thank you for chairing, B-Way. Thank you for your call.
It's amazing that it's sad that we have to be so excited to hear someone say something so rational.
Well, now let's go to line four. Paul. Let's go to line four. It's Freedom Friday. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. Paul, talk to us. It's your space.
How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Tell us how you feel.
So, just listening to your guys' reaction to Biden's speech last night, it seemed like you guys are very left-leaning, right?
Yes.
That's fair.
Okay. So I would say this is kind of a trap that I think Americans fall into, where by accepting the premise that there is a left and a right, and then choosing a side, you become blind to certain things that your side is doing. So you kind of have to be able to detach and step back and not choose a side, because otherwise, this is what politicians do. They project. It's like the only trick they have in their book. They project what they're doing onto the other side, right? And because you have a bias, it's like a blind spot. You don't see the projection coming from your side, but you do see it coming from the other side. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, but what if you see it from both sides, but you're still choosing the side that you think has better solutions?
Right, because we're focused on policy.
I mean, from what I saw from, I mean, this is coming from, I'm a lifelong Democrat that who kind of like saw the game from the outside and just said, okay, like, for example, in July, we had what, 60 plus mass shootings in America. Mm-hmm. And what was the media talking about? UFOs. They were talking about like close calls with China and all this, you know.
Well, but that's a media problem. That's a media problem.
Mass shootings.
That's a, well, I mean, we are, but, and there were definitely people covering it, but that's also a media problem. I don't know if that's a political problem. I think the media can absolutely fall into problematic reporting just because it's getting ratings and it's getting, you know, clicks or whatever, right, whatever the measurement is.
But it's funny that you bring that up, though, because last night during the State of the Union, President Biden did have a strong part about mass shootings and actually wanted to do things. And we know for a fact that I hear what you're saying in terms of viewing stuff too much from a lens of left or right. But this is a very, I'm glad you brought that one up, because this one's very basic. The right does not believe in fundamental background checks and basic gun control. President Biden does. That's a very realistic thing to point out.
But I do think I think you are making a salient point with regard to much of the political climate in the United States, which is just picking teams.
Agree. I agree
with that.
That's
1,000% something, especially on the federal level, that most of us fall into, where it's just red versus blue. It's Crips and Bloods. It's gang, that gang.
You know, and one thing in New York, who's, you know, New Yorkers are tough. New Yorkers are, you know, smart and savvy. Then, you know, the whole thing with quarantine and how we kind of just let the government do whatever it wanted didn't sit right with me. So that's where I started to kind of detach again and, like, just be more, like, objective about it, or try to be more objective about it.
Well, listen, I'll say this about this show, though, Paul. We appreciate your call. Even we may disagree with you, some of us at least, about the quarantine part. We elected a Democrat in Mayor Adams, and he gets nothing but his ass kicked on this show. I don't think anyone here is happy with the job Mayor Adams is doing. Yeah, so, no, you know,
frying, bro.
So I hear you, though, Paul. Thank you, man.
Thank you for your call.
Hey, we're getting rational Freedom Friday calls.
Today. Listen, man, Freedom Friday everything. Is popping out here. Let's go to line 7, Terrell. This is a heat rock right here. This is a heat rock.
All right, heat for the street?
Yeah, heat for the street. Terrell, you got a question, and it's Freedom Friday, so say what you want to say.
Hey, guys. Love you all. I just had a question. In my neighborhood, I have Jewish temples, and I have a bunch of Palestinian restaurants and community. And it's just confusing to me, because I'm like, okay, why does the news seem like they're always fighting in the Middle East? But in my neighborhood, it's almost like they need each other, and they can move anywhere else, but they still choose to be right next to each other in my community. So I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, Terrell, that's a great question. And it's actually, I think what's going on in the Middle East has been, since the World War II and before, you know, has been politicized by the world powers. And, you know, when you have America and Britain stepping into this region, mostly for their own financial gain, it created a division. And, you know, America and Britain stepped in and said, you know, we're going to give this to and make this Israel. And there wasn't a, like, collective bargaining moment at that time. And so it started a spiral, if you will.
Isn't more the point here, though, from Terrell, like, that the whole thing is nonsense, in terms of, like, you see average people What, Terrell, what I think I hear you saying is the average Jewish person and the average Palestinian person that you're seeing next to each other in New York operate next to each other fine with no problem.
That's right.
No problem. Like, best friends.
Yeah, it's yeah, because these because we're always pawns in the games of these huge political issues. The average Palestinian, average Jew don't have any issue.
So then I guess in the Middle East, you know, the name Israel obviously is triggering for people who have lived in that region or their families have been there since before then, because it represents an erasure of what was there generations before, right? Mm-hmm. So to get with what Tara wants, it would have to be, okay, guys, we're not going to use either name. We're going to use a whole different name and set up a whole different government and come to a collective way of living together.
Maybe, or it could just be still what President Biden suggested yesterday, even though it seems less and less possible, of you can still have Israel and you can still have Palestine, and you draw new lines that work for people and come to an arrangement, and each side has their own government, and both governments are sort of monitored by other governments for a long time until we find some peace. I don't think you'd have to. I think the idea of starting over with a fresh name,
just like rename the whole thing.
I saw how that had played out with the Commanders. It wasn't great.
It didn't go well.
The whole fresh name thing is tough.
Yeah,
bro,
they could have just stuck with the Washington Football Team, man.
We were lit, man.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of Freedom Friday, people, please stop every 2 weeks someone sending me a message with some article to a bogus website telling me about how someone's fighting to bring back the name Redskins on the premise of some Native American who's like, no, I'm actually offended that they changed the name.
Yeah, okay.
Please stop sending me this.
Let's go to line six. We have Ishla on the line. Ishla, it's Freedom Friday. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. Ishla.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg.
Good morning.
How are you? I wanted to call in and congratulate Ebro, of course, on welcome baby Selassie.
Oh, thank you so much.
You and your family.
Thank you.
And I want to encourage you to keep talking about these breast pumps and any other new baby infant technology.
Oh, boy.
I'm fascinated.
Well, look, her phone cut off. That was good news.
Wait, why are you doing this, man? It's a real thing.
Ishla, this is Freedom Friday going the wrong direction. We don't need more breast pump talk.
Yo, listen, mark my words. Everybody listening, mark my words. When Rosenberg becomes a parent, it will be endless,
endless
coverage of diapers, wipes.
You're right about that.
Rosenberg, when you have a child, the stuff that's going to be out is going to be so different from the stuff that's out now that Ebro has a baby. And it's fascinating to me.
Yo, Ishla.
I'm like, why wasn't this around when I had a baby?
Ishla, they have breast pumps for moms. That
you
are
can just stick in your bra. I know about it. I already know.
The LV and the Willow, you can. Yo, Jazz is walking around the house free from a cord.
Hands free
with pumps. Do you realize for generations, moms would have to sit next to a machine stuck to the wall, listening to this thing go, for hours?
I know all about it. I wasn't stuck to the wall, but I did have to, like, strap mine onto my waist.
Oh wow,
the big battery pack.
But it wasn't, you know, it was, you know, Ghostbuster style.
Not Ghostbuster style.
That was me, too. That was Ghostbuster style.
Now it ain't what I'm saying.
So I love this. I love it. I'm like, what else they got, Ebro?
Yo, Ishla, it's not cheap. Ishla. It's not cheap. I mean, I think the LV is like $500, bro. It's not cheap.
That's why. It was Modella in my day, and those were about a good $300-$400, depending on the model.
Those are cheaper now. They have some cheaper models now, but you got your medical coverage. If you have pretty good medical coverage, will cover.
You can.
For the most part, all medical coverage includes a breast pump. You just have to hit up your insurance.
Got it.
And just work it out ahead of time when you're pregnant, and you can get a hospital grade. I mean, it won't be this fancy one, but it'll be one that can get the job done.
There it goes. Well, Ishla, thank you for calling this morning.
thank you
so
you.
Much.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Ishla.
Take care.
All right.
Let's go to Mustafa on the line real quick. Line five. This will be our last call for Freedom Friday. Shout out to Elijah.
What a Friday. He wants
to just say Biden 2024. And Jen wanted to talk about her badass kids. But we wanted to give Mustafa some space to shout out the high school boys varsity team. Go ahead, Mustafa. It's Freedom Friday.
Yo, what's going on? Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Go ahead. Close out Freedom Friday for us with some positivity.
I want to give a shout out to the basketball, the varsity basketball team at Peekskill High School for winning the state championship.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Shout out to Peekskill High.
Shout out, though.
Yes, sir.
She has an African gift shop, one of the only ones in Westchester County. She's been there for 30 years.
Wow.
She was New York State coordinator for the Million Woman March. She does Underground Railroad tours in Peekskill, New York. She has a non-for-profit called Citizens and Support.
So, what's the store? Let's just focus on the store. What's the name of the store?
The Fern Tree.
Fern Tree. And if you show the Fern Tree over in Westchester, I'm sure they can learn about all the great things your mom is doing.
Yeah, what's the address in Westchester?
It is 13 South Division Street, Peekskill, New York.
Mustafa, thank you so much.
Yo, thank you, guys. I listen to you every day with my daughter. We wake up, listen to DJ John every morning. Say good morning, princess.
She got shy.
Aw, that's
thank
cute.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Mustafa.
Keep doing what y'all do.
Thank you.
Yo, man, that was positive.
Had to be
positive
nice to Mustafa's
closeout.
Kid, man. It was positivity, but come on, little girl. When you get the mic, you got to shine, man.
Show up. Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. That's family, yeah?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's where you email us your problems.
That's right.
For the gurus, unite.
That's what we do.
To fight for what's right. All right, burn the sage, Shani.
Zen, cleansing.
Zen. Lead us in breathing exercises
thank
and
you,
tell
Shani.
Us who's out there.
Your Zen was missed, you know what I mean?
Thank you, my brother. Cleansing.
He lying.
Cleansing.
Zen. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That is the destination for clarity, where we will sit upon a lily pad and read your emails to the sounds of flutes.
Floating
down the river.
The river.
Here we go. Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Today's one is interesting. I will say that. Get yours in today. You might hear yours tomorrow. Gurus and non-gurus, I am a huge friend of the show. I cannot even tell you how many times you make me laugh in the morning. I listen to the guru segment religiously on my drive to work.
All right.
And will hang up on my sisters to make sure I don't miss it.
Saving lives, live.
I love it.
Talk to you later.
That's great. Thank you. I've been with my husband for 15 years. We've been married for 8. We have 2 boys, 4 and 2. Every person has their ticks in life. And we have our normal ups and downs, like any relationship. But here is where I need your advice. My husband often sounds like he has a loogie in the back of his throat.
Sinus problems.
So when he talks, he has a residual phlegm sound.
Oh.
A sound like if he spoke and you heard it, you'd immediately want to clear your throat.
Okay.
It sounds uncomfortable and it makes my skin crawl. Yo. So much, I had to walk away from him and write this email. He was a smoker from 18 to 39.
Oh, wow.
And I made him quit smoking before our first son, so 4 years ago.
Good job.
He took up vaping.
Oh, no good.
Ugh, my God.
With a Juul and hasn't had a cigarette since.
Oh, he has. Go ahead.
That's worse. Another story.
He's had more than a cigarette.
That's another story.
Right.
I have only noticed it as a debilitating flaw recently, like the past 2 years, let's say. And when I ask him to clear his throat, he gets so offended as though I've made a personal attack on his character. Mm. So now, to keep the peace, I don't say anything, but I clear my own throat, hoping he'll get the hint. He does not. How can I bring it up to him in a non-hurtful way? Because I have no plans on leaving him, this man. But I can't be hearing this gargly rasp for the rest of my life. By the way, I should have told you guys. I didn't appreciate it until now. The subject line of the email was...
Well done, well done, well done.
Well, there's a few things here. Number one, I might be a little bit concerned that the phlegmy sound has developed since the use of the Juul.
True.
So that's new. That's a new thing that has happened. There's been some sort of like physical change of some sort. That's some reason for concern. Number two, like, it's great that he stopped smoking, especially in terms of the children and smoke being around and the smell and all those things.
Right.
But like, constant Juuling is not good, guys. We don't know the ramifications yet, but everyone is speculating it's going to turn out to not be good.
Yeah, the vape situation doesn't seem to be a nice alternative.
No, it's a bridge. It's a bridge, but he has to be using it to then get off the altogether,
right.
And he has not done that. So,
and studies have also shown that it's also extremely highly addictive, like cigarettes.
Right. Oh, studies! And you don't need a study for that. It's crack cocaine into your veins.
We got
yeah, and then it's like, I don't know. You can develop all kind of other. I think you should. I don't know, man. I think you should sit him down and be like, look, I'm concerned about your health.
Yeah.
I think you should go see a doctor to get some x-rays to see what's happening in there, because it doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah.
All those years of smoking plus vaping,
I'm wondering what her approach is, the fact that they've been together 15 years and she forced him to stop smoking, if her approach is more nagging, like, ugh.
Well, it doesn't sound like it if she's dropping hints where she's like,
Well, she said he gets aggravated when she would tell him before.
Because
so now she's dropping hints.
Because men are defensive. And when we hear someone tell us to correct something, especially if we know it's coming, and then they're like, clear your throat, it gets you mad like it's a personal attack, even though it's not. It just sounds annoying.
Right. Humans,
but what if you sit him down?
She probably told
him
disgusting.
Him down and says, babe, I'm worried. We have kids together. I'm worried about your health. I really want you to go get checked out just to make sure that you're okay. If you're okay, I'll leave you alone. But please, let's just go get some x-rays.
No, I would say
make sure that you're
healthy. If you're okay, then let's start work. That's great news. Let's start working on a path to make sure you stay okay, like getting you off of these Juuls. Y'all should watch the story, the history of Juul on Netflix. There's a new series up there right now that you guys should probably watch about this poison. Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's just, it should be watched by people who are vaping. You should understand this whole idea that vaping was supposed to be an alternative that was going to be healthy. It was there initially, and it disappeared very quickly. And it was just like, nah, we can get people hooked on this juice, and they're going to be vaping nonstop.
So you mean it was capitalism, and they was like, wait, hold up. Let's run this up.
Get to the money.
Yo, it's so crazy. Isn't that weird?
Isn't it crazy how in a capitalist society people go and capitalize, and you're the one that's getting capitalized on?
Right.
They were like, rather than focus on people's health, wait a second, we could get more money. So,
right. What's more important?
Right. Let's get this IP going, and you know what I'm saying? Go public.
And then after you do all of that nicely and he still doesn't want to do it, you got my hit him with the check this out, fam. I ain't about to stay on this earth with two kids, so we gonna go check this out, fam. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's really about his health at the end of the day. I know, like, the snotty throat sounds annoying and it sounds gross, but it's really about his health. So I should approach it like that.
It has to be a softer approach.
Nah, this email was really about him spitting up a loogie and spitting that out. That's what this email
is. He's walking around.
You think it's about his health? Nah, she's just like, yo, spit out that phlegm, bro, because I can't deal with it.
All right, well, spit out the phlegm and go get checked out. How about that? Go get checked out.
I think, dude, come on, man. Just to be real with you, bro, you did 21 years smoking, probably as a heavy smoker. You should be grateful to God that you are alive and able to be with your kids and hope that if you get off this vape train soon, maybe you'll be all right.
So her approach is to be...
direct.
Direct? She might have been. Because that's what she's asking. She says she's not leaving him. How should she approach him?
She needs to bring it a health... It's a health issue. It is bring up his health.
Get the doctors involved.
And in a moment when it's calm and you're not fighting, you can tell him, yo, I'm not trying to be rude when I say, please spit. It's that it sounds gross, man. It just sounds gross. I don't know what to tell you. Like... Right, if I did something that was always constantly gross for you, I'd hope you tell me, and I could try my best to not do it for you. It's a reasonable ask, but let's focus on the health part first.
But it's also showing that you care, that you care, that you give a damn, because you don't want to lose him. So talk to him. You know, hopefully he gets checked out. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right. Well, this was some interesting news. So Jake Paul, YouTube star turned professional boxer, is set to step into the ring with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
No.
It's an interesting match. It's scheduled to take place on July 20th at the AT&T Stadium in Texas. Be available for viewing exclusively on Netflix. So, I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like, does Mike really need to do this?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, it's the bag, right? So, the bag is significant. It's Netflix's first live, or is that their first live sports event?
I think it'll be their first live sports event overall.
So Netflix probably threw a lot of money at this. They're really pushing live TV as they try to grow their, offering as a brand. And a lot of people are going to watch whatever that looks like for Jake.
I don't know that part. I don't know if you can you get in there and like halfway it. I don't know about that.
I don't know about halfway it, but you could get in there and definitely not be trying to hurt someone.
I don't think he can though. Like Jake isn't even in his natural body weight. He looks like a big guy. He is a big guy, relative to humans. Relative to Mike, Jake's not that big a guy. I don't think he has the power to hurt Mike. Maybe it's wishful thinking, guys, but I don't think Mike's going to get hurt in there. I think it's a get a bag. If you lose, well, you're 30 years old, or what did anyone expect? If you win, that was tight.
Well, and is this even a lose or win scenario? Like, what are they fighting for? They're not fighting for anything.
Well, it's a lose.
I mean, they haven't announced the stipulations yet, whether it's an official fight or not. But
it's no way it's an official fight.
Bro, it's in Texas.
But still, isn't it a win-lose situation if you, based on public opinion, if he's just sloppy or somebody gets a fat eye, or it's a lose, you know what I'm saying? Or a win.
Nah.
Yeah, I agree. No, he's right. It's gonna feel like a win. It's going to feel like a win, loss, or draw, but it's going to feel like a result, no matter what level of sanctioning it has. But I don't know, man. I just think... I would be the first one to be worried if I thought Mike was in physical danger, but I don't think he's taking that risk if that was the case.
All right. I get what you're saying, Rosenberg, but I still feel the same. I just don't want to see him in that life.
He's about to get $30 million in one night. And well, and how many times has Mike been hurt in a fight, period? Holyfield hurt him.
Yeah, but he was Buster Douglas. Shape at that time, and he was much younger.
Yeah, but like people's heads are also their heads. Mike doesn't get wobbled like that. He's going to be all right. Don't you worry.
Right, that's your Flesh and Lights report. A high of 55 degrees today, partly cloudy, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your eyes. And Lauren Styles can put us on.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Lauren Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.